Voters in many communities across the country are going to the polls today. Maine voters will weigh whether to expand Medicaid as part of the Affordable Care Act. In Ohio, voters are considering a measure to limit the price of prescription drugs purchased by the state. There are mayoral races in many cities and governor's races in two states, Virginia and New Jersey. Joining us now by Skype is Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And let's start with the race for governor in Virginia. This is the Republican Ed Gillespie, who is a former Republican National Committee chair, against Democratic Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. Both are seeking to replace Governor Terry McAuliffe, who cannot seek a second term. How tight is that race?
It's tighter than people expected. This, remember, is the only southern state that Hillary Clinton carried.
Right.
One would expect a Democrat, particularly with Donald Trump in the White House and being as unpopular as he is in Virginia and across the nation, one would expect the Democrat to be a substantial favorite. I think he is the favorite, but it's also true that Gillespie has upset potential. He nearly was elected to the Senate in a near upset back in 2014.
How much of the race is about Trump?
A great deal of it. No way to deny that. And neither side does privately. Gillespie is really an establishment Republican. He worked in the Bush White House. It's pretty clear that Trump was not his choice to be the Republican nominee last year. But he realizes he couldn't possibly win without exciting the Trump forces here in Virginia and getting a large turnout. So he did something very interesting. He kept Trump at arm's length personally. Trump is the first president not to campaign in Virginia since a Watergate burden Nixon in 1973. At the same time, he ran on Trump issues like crime and immigration, Confederate monuments, social issues.
Well, and President Trump has stepped into the race, at least by Twitter, and he's been talking about the fact that Virginia is doing very poorly economically, even though it's got a very low unemployment rate right now.
The tweet is completely inaccurate. It simply is not true, but no doubt many thousands will believe it.
Well, and is the economy a key issue in this race?
The economy is always important in any race, but the economy in most places in Virginia, and certainly in the urban corridor, is quite strong. So I don't think that cuts against the incumbent party at all. And in fact, the incumbent governor, Terry McAuliffe, is reasonably popular. That also helps his successor-to-be, potentially, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam.
What about the race in New Jersey? Voters are looking to replace Republican Governor Chris Christie, who's got very low approval ratings there and cannot seek a third term. In this case, it's Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno versus the Democratic former Goldman Sachs executive Phil Murphy. What's notable about this race?
What's notable about it is that it's barely a race at all. It's one-sided from everything we can see, all the objective data at least. And that makes sense. New Jersey is a blue state, pretty deeply blue in most elections. And as you mentioned, Chris Christie, the incumbent Republican governor, a two-termer, has very low approval ratings. With Donald Trump in the White House added on top, it just becomes nearly impossible for another Republican to win. So I think Murphy is expected to win handily.
How high are the stakes for Democrats in both of these elections?
They're very high, and it's easy to exaggerate off-year elections. We always do it, and I guarantee you we'll do it tonight and tomorrow because we've been desperate for election data. But the truth is that Democrats have to show they can bounce back from their unexpected defeat with Hillary Clinton last November. This gives them the opportunity, not so much in New Jersey as in Virginia. Democrats have to ask, if they can't win in Virginia, the only southern state Hillary Clinton carried, then when can they win and where can they win in 2018? They're counting on a victory, and they're going to be very demoralized if they don't get one.
Well, and unlike some of the other special elections that we've seen since Election Day 2016, these are both in states that Hillary Clinton won. These are both in blue states.
That is correct. And Democrats are at such a low point nationally in governorships, the lowest since the early 1920s, just 15. This gives them the opportunity to start rebuilding. And again, if they can't rebuild in blue states, how are they going to win red states or purple competitive states?
So it's election day today, and an election day that some people have voted in, not everybody. I was at the polls this morning and it was kind of empty. But a year from now, it'll probably be a lot busier when we see the midterm elections and the elections in the House and the Senate. Larry Sabato, look into your crystal ball. What do you think is going to happen 1 year from now?
In the House of Representatives, it will be a big surprise if Democrats don't pick up seats. The only question is whether they can get 24 or more and actually take over the House. And it's tough because of the lines drawn with gerrymandering. In the Senate, the odds are stacked heavily in favor of the Republicans because of the seats that are up. Democrats will do well just to hold their 48 seats. So it probably will be a mixed result, but if we're surprised, it's going to be that Democrats do better than expected. Now, that's pending two victories tonight in New Jersey and Virginia.
That's Larry Sabato, director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Larry, thank you.
Thank you very much.